Chapter 12. "Everything all right?" Tim asked, his headset perched half on and half off his head. Dale made his way back to the truck within seconds, nodding all was good. Redfern handed him a note. "Forensics," Dale said. "Prints on Eleanor's book match those we found on Heather's bag and links Carl Caster to Jessica Cartwright too." "Is Carl, not Jerry?" Dale held up the note and nodded. "Jane, head back this way." She made her way into the crowded mall towards the exit, but, as if one wasn't enough, the other Caster brother was at the end of the queue for hot dogs. "Carl," she gasped. "Carl is there?" Tim asked. "You have him in sight?" "What are you doing here?" "Perfect. Just the person I want to see. I was going to get dinner for you and come by your place. I know how you like these things so much. I thought I'd make it up to you about that photo issue yesterday." He looked her up and down and said, "I still think you ought to reconsider, though." She smiled. "You know my answer already." "On second thoughts, why don't you come back to the office with me right now? We can go through some other ideas I have to increase sales." Carl took her arm and pulled her close. She struggled, but he wouldn't release her. He pulled her out of the crowds and into the main square towards his office. "Carl, what the hell has gotten into you?"
"Keep talking, Jane. We're coming to you," Tim yelled.
"I need a bit of a chat with you," Carl said.
"And it can't wait till the morning?"
"No, it definitely can't wait until then."
"Carl, I have to say, I don't much like your attitude. Let me go, please. I've got plans. I'm supposed to be somewhere else right now."
"I need to talk to you, Jane. Let's just get this sorted out once and for all. I'll even spring for a cab to get you to wherever you want to go to afterwards."
"Is this about the photos?"
"You might say that."
"We can discuss it tomorrow. I really don't need to be thinking about it tonight. I'm tired and I'm supposed to be meeting Tim. It's very late."
"Tim?" Carl's attitude changed from agitated to angry. "I don't pay you to be hopping into bed with the likes of him."
"You don't pay me at all at the moment."
Outside the office, she finally pulled away from his grasp. She held her chest, hoping the perspiration on her body after walking fast through the street wouldn't unstick the wire, but she could feel it peeling off. She'd never worn one before and was unsure if this was normal.
"Look, you've got me for 10 minutes and not a moment more, Carl, okay?"
Thinking quickly, she undid her watch and let it fall to the ground.
"Fine," he smirked. 10 minutes is all it'll take."
The microphone had come out in the rush and hung down the back of her jacket. She only hoped it didn't show. She tried to tuck the gadget into the back of her blouse out of Carl's sight.
"Lost her, damn it," Tim yelled. "We've lost her."
He pulled off the headset and felt for his weapon.
"Dale, come on."
Inside the building, Carl lunged for the office door. The two fell into the office together as if they were both drunk.
"Pushing me around won't increase your sales, Carl, and I have to say, I think your behaviour tonight is pretty appalling."
In the corner of the room was a camera set up on a tripod. Carl gestured at it.
"Okay, start peeling off your clothes, love," he ordered, dismissing her comment.
"Surely you're not serious," she laughed.
"Absolutely not. No."
Carl lessened the gap between them.
"Either you do it, or I will. And believe me, love, I've no problems doing it."
"You rush me back to your office for a late night photo shoot. Is that it? This is crazy, Carl. I've no intention of doing this."
He pressed a button on the camera cable and walked back to her.
The camera began flashing every 2 seconds in her direction. The light distracted her momentarily. He held her against the desk and started pulling at her blouse. Jane struggled, pushing his fumbling hands away from her and holding her clothes. But the more she struggled, the more Carl's roughness grew, ripping her shirt apart. The wire and tape were lodged down her sleeve now and away from view. Jane groped for anything on his desk to defend herself with. The award sat an inch from her fingers. Instead, Carl grabbed it, gripping it tightly.
"What are you going to do with that?"
"You're a bright girl, Jane. You can figure it out." She remembered the other women were killed by a blow to the head.
"It's you," she said simply. "You killed those women.
If you're dead, sales go up." She struggled and launched her fist into his jaw. It hurt, but adrenaline took over, and she hardly noticed the pain in her hand. Carl fell back a step, enough for her to grab her blouse together and head for the door, but he was quick, too. He slammed his fist into her face and sent her against the desk, the corner hitting her hard in the hip and knocking her off balance. The constant flashing from the camera brought stars to her eyes. She fell to the floor, and in an instant, Carl was on top of her, a ward in his hand.
As she looked up, shielding her face, he grabbed her neck, holding her there while he raised his arm.
Ironic, isn't it? I won the award from your novels.
His cold eyes bored into her. And this is the way you're going to go. I do love a good ending. She closed her eyes tightly, hoping and praying that it would all be over soon. Suddenly, Carl's grip released. She opened her eyes to see Tim and Dale fly in, brandishing their weapons. It was over. It's okay, you're safe, you're safe, Tim whispered into her ear over and over, holding her as close as he possibly could. Thank God you're okay. Paramedics are on their way. You're going to be fine. Dale pulled Carl to his feet, flung his cuffs around his wrists, and read him his rights while Tim attended to Jane. Dale stopped the camera, grabbed it, and with Carl next to him, he clicked it once again. Time for a selfie, he grinned. That'll be a nice one for your file. We should have some interesting evidence here, too. A uniformed officer took the camera and bagged it along with the award. It's over, Jane, Tim said.
I can't believe Carl would kill, she sobbed. He was my agent, not a murderer. I just don't believe it.
I'm sorry I gave you such a hard time before. I was so scared this was going to go pear-shaped.
I lost the wire, she squeaked. It fell off.
Yeah, but I found your watch. He took it from his pocket and handed it back. That was good thinking. Well done. I couldn't think of another way to let you know where he was taking me. You did good, Jane. Real good, he smiled. I'm sorry I never gave you enough credit for your idea.
Forgive me?
You're the detective. She wiped her eyes. You figure it out.